You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm News Team Correspondent Emma Hutchins, and today I'm joined in the studio by Laura Jefford, Executive Director at the Mediation Center. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for sitting down with me today. To get started, could you give our listeners a sense of the work that you do at the Mediation Center?
Yeah, so the Mediation Center is a nonprofit. We've been around since the mid-80s, and we provide conflict resolution and supervised visitation services in Buncombe, Henderson, Transylvania, and Polk counties. So our mission is to help people find a way to move through difficult and stressful times, and we do that by helping people find common ground and a way through tough conflicts.
Excellent. So your work reaches beyond personal mediation and addresses some larger systemic issues. Could you talk about what that work looks like?
So one of the programs we're most excited about lately, we've been working for about 5 years with the Swannanoa Correctional Center for Women in Swannanoa. And so there are 366 women incarcerated there. And we provide a reentry mediation program. So when people are incarcerated, one of the things that is hardest is the breakdown of relationships with their families. And so they are distanced from their families physically. Hard things might have happened that led up to them being in prison. And so as they're preparing to be released from prison, it's especially important that they have an opportunity to reconnect with their family and to rebuild those relationships, because getting out of prison is really hard and people need a lot of support to be able to get back on their feet, especially from their families. So reentry mediation gives people an opportunity to sit down together face-to-face in a private conversation with their family member or somebody else they plan to depend on when they get out. And then a trained mediator, or sometimes two, is there to facilitate the conversation. And so the families can talk about anything they want. They often talk about hard things that have happened in the past. So they're healing past harms, and then they're making a plan for the future. So during that conversation, they often work on getting on the same page about what support will be available to that woman after she's released. So questions about, is she able to come back and live with her family? If so, what are both people's needs and the rules and requirements around that? Is there financial support available or help getting a job? So people talk about all sorts of things. But the idea is that they both get clear and get on the same page about what support is going to be there for her, so that she can make plans and know what support she does and doesn't have from her family that she can line up from other sources so that she can land on her feet when she's released.
That's really important work. And important to understand that there's a larger process than just being admitted and then released from the prison industrial complex, mm-hmm. right? That there is a whole process socially and otherwise that people need support through.
And often people who are released from prison have even less than they had when they went into prison. So they often don't have a car. They don't have a place to live anymore. They now potentially for the first time have a felony record. Many of them do, which is a barrier to employment. And so getting out of prison is actually more stressful for a lot of people than being incarcerated. Because at the very least, when you're incarcerated, those basic needs are met. And then when you're leaving prison, you don't know where even the money for food is going to come from. So there's a lot of pieces that people have to put together to get back on their feet. And when people who are leaving prison don't have all those resources in place, so if they don't have a home or they don't have a job or they don't have enough money or they don't know where food is coming from, those are the sorts of stressors that can predict who will end up back in prison. And so making sure that there's enough support lined up for folks helps them to have those pieces in place that will make them successful and give them the best chance and give them hope.
So you have an event coming up in just a few days that is addressing some of these particular issues. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Yes, we are so excited to have Susan Burton, who's coming from Los Angeles. Susan was incarcerated 6 times and since then has started a nonprofit in LA called A New Way of Life. And her nonprofit helps women get back on their feet and really provides wraparound services for them to have in place the things that they really need and the support that they really need to rejoin the community. And so Susan does that important work in LA, and then she also does a lot of advocacy work around the civil and human rights of formerly incarcerated people. So She was one of the leaders in the Ban the Box campaign. So the idea that employers don't ask up front about whether someone has a criminal record, but instead allows people to move through an interview or a hiring process and ask that question later, because often people who have a criminal record are just sorted out at the beginning and don't have that chance to work through an interview process or to really demonstrate what their skills are. So she's done a lot of important advocacy work around expungement and those other types of issues. And so we're really excited to have her come and talk about how communities can help people really rejoin the community when they get back. And so that is Monday, May 7th from 6:30 to 8 at AB Tech's Ferguson Auditorium. Tickets are available if you go to mediatewnc.org. They're available on our website. Also, the night before, on May 6th, Susan is speaking at the Swannanoa Correctional Center for Women. And we're hoping that every woman at the prison can get a copy of Susan's book. And so she'll speak, and then she'll sign books afterwards on Sunday night. Also on our website, people in the community can make a donation of any amount towards buying those books. I think right now we're at 191 of 366 books that are needed. The books are $13 each, but people can donate any amount, and we'll put all of that towards buying books for those women so they can all have a copy.
Excellent. That's fantastic. Yeah. And if people would like to learn more about the work that you do in general at the Mediation Center, can you tell us one more time where they can look?
Yes, it is mediatewnc.org.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to sit down with us and for the excellent work that you do in our community.
Thanks so much.